Listen, bitch. What's up, Brandon Lynette here. Let's jump into some affirmations. I feel like it's just necessary. It's necessary because everything you're saying to yourself is not helping you live your best life. So we want to reprogram your brain to say new and better things for you. Today's affirmations are kind of inspired to me by something that one of my mentors taught me a long time ago. She asked me, Brandon, how do you eat an elephant? And I, I'm thinking it's some kind of smart ass joke. I have no fucking clue. I don't know. And she said, one bite at a time. Ha ha, right? You can't stick a whole fucking elephant in your mouth all at once. And this is the same thing when you are trying to bring change into your life. You have to tackle this one small change at a time. Okay. Small changes lead to big improvements, bitch. This is a fact. Tiny little bites of this elephant. And I don't condone the eating of elephants. It's a fucking metaphor in case you're going to get crazy and be like, what? She eats elephants. Nobody's eating elephants. It's a metaphor. And that's it. Listen, bitch, small changes lead to big improvements. So let's affirm our faces off with some new thoughts for the week. Wherever you're listening to this at, and do let me know in the comments, hit me up in the Facebook group. Listen, bitch is my Facebook group. You can find me at Brandon Lynette on Facebook or find me on Instagram. I'm not as active, but I'm still there. Hit me up and let me know where you're at when you're listening to my podcast. Are you on the way to work? Are you laying down for bed? Are you just trying to drown out the kids? Not that I do that. What? Yes, I may sometimes walk around with headphones so I don't hear them. Noise cancellation. It is amazing. So let me know where you're listening from. Make sure you are tuned in and set for the alerts. Follow. Subscribe, all the things so you don't miss a podcast Monday through Friday. I'm here with you. I'm here for you. I want to inspire these changes. So everything that we're going to talk about over the next few weeks is going to be changing things you're not happy about, right? Just changing things. Maybe you don't like the thoughts you're having. This is the first step to changing them. So not only am I going to whisper sweet nothings in your ear, we're actually going to go through the process of taking the steps, little steps for the things that we want to change. Here we go. Listen, bitch. Only a small amount of effort each day can lead to big changes over time. I know that small changes can be easier to maintain than larger changes. I am patient enough to take my time. Small, consistent changes can lead to significant improvements. I have control over my thoughts and behavior. It is easy for me to make changes and stick with them. I avoid dwelling on the changes I make. My mind is free of concern. I possess the ability to persist and maintain changes until I reach my destination. I remind myself that a simple river created the Grand Canyon. The ocean waves have turned rock into sand. My daily behaviors can have a similar effect over the course of my lifetime. A simple change in my diet or financial habits can lead to massive change down the road. Perfection is a myth, bitch. I place my attention on constant change and improvement. These two things make all the difference. Slow and steady wins the race of life. Today, I am adopting one small change to make a positive impact on my future. I am committed to maintaining that change. I am earning the things I deserve by making the necessary changes today. I want you to replay that. Hit rewind back and forth until you can actually feel these affirmations in your body, knowing that it is possible. Bitch, do you hear me? It is possible to make changes. It is possible that that one small thing you change will lead to huge, large improvements in your life. One small thing. Replay that until you feel that in your body, where you get the goosebumps and you get the empowerment and you get that confirmation that your soul can hear you, everything you're saying. So, I have some questions for you that I want you to ask yourself too. Don't do this while you're driving. Please pull over if you want to write these down. But I want you to ask yourself, what changes would I have made 3 years ago if I could go back in time? Knowing 3 years ago you'd do something that could change your life for the bigger picture, what would you do? What changes can I make today to enhance my life 3 years from now? Why have I failed to maintain changes in the past? Listen, bitch, you can do big things by starting small. I love you. Go crush this fucking day because you can.